He's
Oh,
not.
I was wondering about BRDMs.
Yeah, he's got BRDMs. So he's got 11 BRDMs. I mean, he's in trouble if he comes anywhere near the infantry battalion. I mean, he's in real trouble.
I strongly suggest an attack airstrike on that BRDM unit that's spearheading.
So where is the TAC Air? TAC Air is right there. Yeah, that's well within range.
Well, if that's just one BRDM unit, I strongly suggest he be engaged.
Do we care, given that surface-to-air missiles are right here?
Yes,
Or do we try? Do we? Are
Cobras can hug the ground. Surface-to-air missiles have to be able to acquire a
Right. They're
target. And I see elevations there
Yes.
that the SAMs can't won't be able to hit because hit the TAC air because they require line of sight. And
They're light,
we don't
and the
have the
triple A is all the way over
we don't
there.
have the altitude of the SAM installations, do we?
We don't. I mean,
Okay.
it appears that they're not on top of a mountain range. It doesn't appear. Well, maybe, I don't know.
It doesn't look to me like they're on top.
Well, let's take a look.
But I'm seeing
Remove this
barrier
unit from
there.
the map.
I'm seeing geographical barrier right there.
Well, he's sitting sort of on top of this range, so he might actually. Who was he again? That was the. Damn it, we lost him.
He was the dammit unit, right?
We replace all units.
Add the SAM units to the map. Add SAM units to the map. There he is. He's back again. Who is he? We don't know who he is. Place this unit in the table. 4441st SAM battery. He's got four SA6s.
Forget it. Just order the airstrike on the BRDMs.
Order the airstrike on the BRDMs. Are we going to do anything about those SAMs?
Use countermeasures.
Okay, that's fine.
Look for an SA6. That's old shit.
I'd like to know an estimated travel time for the mech infantry, our blue mech infantry on the right to the position where the armor, our armor are.
To be in this position?
Yeah. Estimated travel time.
Let's
If that's
see.
our only mech infantry, you don't want to put it with the armor.
It is
The
armor.
armor, I mean, the armor, either he's in good shape or he's in bad shape. I mean, they've got tank busters right here. I mean, I don't think moving the mech infantry over there is going to help us much. In fact, I would suggest perhaps even that we detach some armor and deploy it here. Display the speed for this unit. Zero. He's immobile. I don't know why. That may or may not have any bearing on reality.
Yeah, so
I can see if I can add the mobility blobs here. Whoops. Sorry
that
about
was
that.
neat.
Let's see. We can take a look at the mobility blobs. This will take a little while, unfortunately. It's got to do a pixel by pixel fill. Well, in any case, while we're waiting for that, I question the utility of moving forces
I understand
to
that
the
you
west.
said it looks like a display rather than
And I don't know exactly what is in the BRDMs. It says mech infantry, it could be Spetsnaz.
Right. Well, actually, this is Armored Recon.
That's why they die.
I need Spetsnaz.
They have a weapons, good weapons range. They're affiliated with the third. I mean, we don't know what's in the BDRMs. It's true.
Yes,
Well, actually, but let's add combat power to the table. So, I mean, their combat power is fairly low.
I still want them out of there.
They can't bring much force.
Right.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
vehicles themselves, they can't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, their function is to find out what's going on, and if the opposing commander has a good picture of our disposition, then he can make good choices, and we do not want the recon people to learn anything useful.
So they die.
Ooh, that's an interesting view. Well, this is a less traditional view. The blobs are sort of their sphere of influence.
Zero, zero on the old odometer there, too.
Yes.
Low mileage.
Yeah, this guy is not too relevant here. So what are we doing here? We're going to call an airstrike, bring the TAC Air down here.
Yes.
Destroy these. Now we've got a column of armor. What the hell is this?
Is that a chem?
Let's see. Place this. Add this unit to the table. Add this unit to the table. Oh, motorized infantry. Not mechanized, motorized. He's got 24 rats. 24 Rattel 20s. Hey, remember we said we didn't know what a Rattel was?
Now we know.
Now we know. he's got 40 of them.
It's an infantry vehicle. All right.
Boy, I don't like that symbol.
Yeah, I don't think that's standard.
That doesn't sound standard either.
I thought it was, I thought it just was this guy with wheels.
You need an X to make it infantry.
Yeah. Look, it is an X. It's an X with a...
Thing through it.
I'm looking at it like it's a basketball.
All right.
It does look like a basketball. Yes.
The problem is the arms, the X look like they're curved. Because of the.
It's because of the resolution of the screen. Because
your parallax view.
Right. Shucks. We may want to recommend they change that image.
I didn't think that was motorized.
No. Now that you mentioned that, what's going on? I have seen that symbol before, but
yeah. So that's the plan. TAC Air here.
They don't have to destroy the unit. All I have to do is drive it off. They don't have to take any risks.
Well, in any case, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike here that we need to take care of, and I don't think we can engage it just with our one artillery unit and our mech inf. I don't think we're going to win.
If all of our infantry is completely unengaged to the recon unit, that's good because the recon unit is there to draw fire and find out where our heavy units are. So if we can drive them off without engaging our infantry with them at all, that would be a better result.
Well, that speaks for the airstrike.
Yeah.
However, once this is complete,